Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. So during the stay-home moment, Shay Mayfield, son of music legend and Chicago's very own Curtis Mayfield, is hosting a weekly Facebook Live show featuring personal anecdotes, conversation, and music from his dad's substantial music catalog. Every Thursday at 1 Central, featuring stories about his dad, featured music guests on the Curtis Facebook page. And the show's attracting 40,000 viewers a week right now with legendary guests like Mavis Staples, Questlove, and more. And joining us to talk about the music behind one of the most influential musicians of our time is Shay Mayfield. Shay, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. You know, your dad left us over 20 years ago, but his legacy most certainly lives on. And it started for him right here in Chicago in a gospel choir.
Yes, yeah, so that's correct. He started singing when he was very young in I think his grandmother's church, and he eventually had got with Jerry Butler and a couple other guys, and they were the Roosters, and later on became the Impressions. And of course, as you know, Jerry Butler dropped the group sometime in the early '60s, and it was just my father, Fred Cash, and Sam Gooden, and they traveled around. You know, my dad wrote most of the material. He played the guitar with them, and he wrote all of the songs, and they traveled performing and such, and that's basically how he got started off in the music business.
Well, you know, and I read, too, that he was like 7 years old when he picked up the guitar for the first time, and doesn't that tell you how important it is to have children at an early age pick up an instrument?
Yeah, absolutely. So the legend has it he found a guitar in his apartment that just wasn't being used, and he sat there and figured out how to. He was self-taught on the guitar. He figured out how to play it. He tuned the guitar unconventionally, as most musicians and guitar players today will, anyone who studied Curtis's music will know that he tuned it to an F sharp minor, which is all black keys on the piano.
Yeah.
So that created a very specific sound that's been emulated, but never duplicated amongst even today's musicians and guitar players.
Well, and then you talk about, you know, obviously Chicago soul music truly had its roots in gospel music. And when he started with the Impressions and started creating the Impressions, he really brought social awareness into soul, which was really the first time that ever happened.
Yeah, he was one of the groundbreakers in as far as bringing a social message to his music when he was with the Impressions. And even doing this podcast on Facebook, it's given me an opportunity to learn more deeply into his musical career, because pretty much all I've known him to be is just a father.
Right.
But
right.
I can see the transition from the really early Impressions music, and they recorded a lot of love songs and things of that nature. And I can see the transition into the social conscious music that a lot of people know the Impressions for, and that they know my dad for. So it's been a learning experience.
Well, 14 top 10 hits with 5 songs in the top 20 in 1964 alone. That's when the Beatles hit America. And your father's songs, he was a quarter of the hits for that year alone. It's pretty groundbreaking.
Yeah. He was writing a lot of songs, and even looking back on those accomplishments, the weight of it kind of hits me in a way to where you're really surprised and just learning stuff like that for me is just a real treat. But it's a very, very important thing to me.
We're talking to Shay Mayfield, son of Chicago music legend Curtis Mayfield. He has a new Facebook Live series that airs Thursday afternoons, and we'll talk about that next on 720 WGN.
People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers honing. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
State player on 720 WGN, and we're talking to Shay Mayfield, son of Chicago music legend Curtis Mayfield. He's got a new Facebook Live series that airs on Thursday afternoons. People Get Ready was a huge hit. Martin Luther King Jr. named the song the unofficial anthem of the civil rights movement, and Rolling Stone magazine named the song the 24th, and you think about all the songs that were written, the 24th greatest song of all time. It's pretty incredible.
Oh yeah, that's a very, very important song that that he wrote for the Impressions and performed. It became the unofficial anthem of the civil rights movement, and it's always been, associated with the civil rights movement, and even today people will reference that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And about some of the protests that are going on in the Black Lives Matter movement and things of such. I think it's a really, really great song. There's a version of that he's performing. This is after he left the Impressions, and the live at the Bitter End in 1971, I think. It's a really, he's performing in a live club, and it's a really small, intimate setting. I played it a couple times during the podcast, and every time I hear that song, it gets to me. I'm like, I really like that song, that setting.
Yeah. And is that something you discovered as you were doing this podcast and listening a little bit more intently to his music?
Yeah, there's a lot of music that, I've discovered being an adult that I've probably overlooked when I was a child. Because I've heard some of these songs, or little snippets of these songs before when he played them, because sometimes he would listen to his own music. But I never really sat there and paid attention until, becoming an adult. And to me, it's like you're finding something, a treasure of something that was hidden away. It's been there all this time, but when you find it and it's new and it's fresh and it's really... A lot of I've discovered a lot of his music during this podcast. Like I said, I've learned a lot, but the music is always, it's a real treat for me as well as some of the listeners that tune in every week.
You appreciate it differently as an adult. You might have heard them. You might have heard the songs, when your father was still with us, but it's different now, and it's different viewpoint, right?
Yeah, it's definitely different. And then not only that, but when me myself having studied music and I play music for just as a hobby now, you look at things at a totally different perspective than when you're just a listener. Because when you study any profession, say music or movies or advertisement, you always look at things from a different perspective than the average person who's just experiencing something.
Absolutely.
And his music is no different.
Your dad also was a businessman. Like, he saw the business side of this too, and he started working as a producer, Curtin Records. He just didn't want to develop these artists, but he wanted to make it a success. He really wanted to run this business, and he loved to have control over that.
Yeah, he started Curtom. From the story that I heard, I remember I've asked him about this many, many years ago. I was still quite young, and he wanted to he realized how much more money that the record labels and the guys that really weren't making music was making off of the artists, and he basically wanted a piece of that. And from what he said, he approached somebody in the record business. I can't remember what their name was. He says, look, I don't know how to do this, but I want to learn. And mm-hmm. whoever he approached, it took him, kind of took him under his wing and kind of showed him the ropes, so to speak. And he started his own company, started recording for himself, opened up his own studio. And, you know, the rest is history. He wanted to own his own brand. So that's, you know, he's one of the first people, from what I understand, to do that in that time.
Yeah. Yeah. Groundbreaking. Absolutely. And, you know, he always reinvented himself or just kept inventing himself. You know, he got into the soundtracks in the 70s, namely Superfly. And what I read is he was never a really fan of the movie itself, but he had a different mission in what he wanted to accomplish there.
Yeah, absolutely. The movie Superfly, I had never watched it in its entirety until I was until after I got married, which I was well into adulthood. Mm-hmm. And every time he would watch the movie, he would, you know, because I've seen him watch it a couple times, and he would have us leave the room and say, no, you can't watch this, because he thought it was a commercial for I think a 90-minute or however long the movie was, just a big commercial for drug use and cocaine and such, and he didn't want his kids to see the glorification of being a drug dealer or using drugs. So he always had us leave the room whenever he wanted to watch the movie.
Right, right.
But I've heard the soundtrack several times. I think that was one of the albums that I listened to through its entirety when I was a child, and was really conscious of the fact that this was his work, this was a big deal, and, you know, it was, and I liked it. So, but yeah, he didn't like the concept of the movie. And so, as far as writing the soundtrack for it, he wanted to try and bring some kind of positivity to it and a cautious tale to some people who might see the glorification in drug dealing and cocaine use.
We're talking to Shay Mayfield. He's the son of Curtis Mayfield. He's got a new Facebook Live show on Thursdays at 1 Central. He had, you know, quite a tragic accident in the early 90s, but that never stopped him. You know, he was, first of all, he was inducted early on in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as he should have been. A Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award presented by Bruce Springsteen. Did he understand, and I know you were much younger at the time, but did he understand at that time the legacy he was building?
I'm not entirely sure, but because of course he never really let his professional career and his home life mix too much. So it was like we saw him when he was getting these awards, and to him it was, of course, he was honored, but, you know, he never really made it seem like it was a huge deal. Wow. That he was being honored in these ways, like getting Lifetime Achievement Awards or Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was like, yes, I'm being inducted. Yes, that's your dad. And, you know, and basically just left it at that. So we didn't know the impact of all of that, how that had on him and his, what he thought about it.
And you've really discovered a lot more about your iconic father in this Facebook Live show you've been doing. It's something you started back in the spring, and you've had some amazing guests. I mean, you know, Mavis Staples. I mean, first of all, you hear any artist associated with Curtis Mayfield, Mavis is right on top. Questlove, you've really kind of had just great depth talking about, there's just great depth here talking about your father's career.
Oh yeah, it's been a real, you know, one of the things that I feel like it's a treat to me, especially when I had the conversation with Mavis Staples, since she worked with him, you know, I like to talk to people or artists who have worked with my dad just to get a feel of how exactly did he, you know, when you're traveling with him or when you work with him, how did he work? What was his thought process? What kind of person was he to work with? These are those mm-hmm. things I just don't know.
Right, right.
And especially talking to Mavis, you know, of course she has tons of stories.
Oh, firsthand. Absolutely. Absolutely. I bet.
and that was, to me, that was just a real treat. Just hearing, and, you know, unfortunately I only got about 15 minutes to talk to her just because of the duration of the show. But I mean, I could have talked to her all
for hours. I bet you could have.
Picking information and, you know, what was it like? How did he work? What was, you know? So it's all, whenever I get a chance to speak with anybody that work with them, especially so closely like Mavis did, it's a real treat for me, as well as them being, I guess, interviewed in some way. I don't know how much the retreat is for them to talk to me, but well, I know it is for me to talk to them.
But I think it's not only that, but even though you personally are learning a lot more about your father, you're giving that information and sharing that with his fans as well. And I am sure they find it just as entertaining.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of instances where, you know, I'll share personal stories that me and my dad, experiences that we had together. We actually spent a lot of time together when I was a child, and
that's great.
So there's a lot of little small things that, to me, that, you know, that I remember, and it might not be a big deal just to say about or talk about how we used to do this together. We used to, you know, we would draw pictures together. We did this, and you know, people like hearing that. They like, because it gives them another dimension of what kind of man was, other than just, you know, hearing him singing or seeing him on stage. So a lot of audience members like that.
Well, very cool. This new Facebook Live show, Shay Mayfield's, is on Thursdays on Facebook, on the Curtis Mayfield Facebook page, and you can also check out CurtisMayfield.com. Shay, what a pleasure talking about your dad, and I'm really enjoying the series, and best of luck as you continue this forward.
Oh, thank you. And the pleasure's all mine.
Thank you. Thanks, Shay. All right, this is History with Dave Schwann, featuring a classic conversation with comedy legend Carol Burnett. Coming up after the news on 720 WGN.